prayer and say, no, that's not what we pray. We pray, Lord, according to your will, let the best man, the best woman, the one that's going to uphold your rules and your values, let them become president. Let them become senators and governors and every one of those offices. We need to be praying that God put good men and women, holy men and women, not liars and deceivers, in position. And God will do that. In Acts 1 and 8, Jesus said, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses. This is what we're supposed to be, witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and in the utmost parts of the earth. Now, saints of God, this is when the Holy Ghost come upon you. We have this power. We have, for God give us power. Not only can we use God's power, but we could use our power when the Holy Ghost come upon us.
And we have been you are an awesome ruler. This is what we like to call you, Jesus, Jesus. That's what we call you, yeah. You were born in a manger, but on a tree you died to save man. The
This is KAYT. Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Listeners and supporters of John Montgomery International Ministries. For the entire month of January, we are celebrating Dr. Montgomery's birthday. If he's been a blessing to you through the teaching and preaching of God's word, let us be a blessing to this great man of God in a tangible way. Galatians 6 and 6 says, let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. Dr. Montgomery's Cash App is Dr. JEM2, or you can send it to 911 Lobdell Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Thank you for your love and support to this great man of God. Wishing him a very happy birthday.
Circling the globe with the glory of the gospel, this is the Movement of Christ broadcast, featuring the teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II, preaching the uncompromised word of God. Dr. Montgomery is pastor of the Greater King David Baptist Church, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. It ministers to the needs of all people through the love of God. Join us now.
First Peter chapter 5, verse 10. Recorded are these words. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his holy word. For just a little while, I want to speak from the subject, God is stretching you for success. God is stretching you for success. Peter is well qualified and able to share with us this word today because Peter, one whom the Lord saw as a small stone, as a little rock, who knew the greatness that would be done in a yielded life, is able to speak both divinely and experientially about this issue of stretching you. There are times that we go through things that we don't always understand. There are times we go through things that just don't make no sense. There are times we go through things that hurt us and seem to hinder us, but the truth of the matter is, in the bigger picture, they're helping us. And you've got to understand the divine word, will, and way of God to know that God always does what's in your best interest. Peter shares this word with us, and verse 8, he talks about being sober and being vigilant because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, seeketh whom he may devour. And then he goes on in verse 9 to tell us whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that these same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. So what Peter was really saying was, listen, don't get caught off guard. Be watchful, be mindful, understand that the devil is on his job. But the devil, listen, can't do any more than God allows him to. And if you are mindful of this reality, you won't freak out when trouble comes. You won't lose your mind and you won't give up control because the enemy seems to be causing havoc in your life. You will understand that the end result is that God is stretching you for your success. I know it doesn't feel good. I've been, by my therapist, being stretched. Muscles not being used. Tighten up on you. And don't give free flow and flexibility. So they have to stretch you before a workout. And sometimes the stretching is more painful than the work. Am I talking to anybody in the house? And so sometimes I like to say, listen, let's skip the stretching and go on into the workout. And then they tell me, no, you can hurt yourself worse in the workout if you don't stretch yourself. And so God helps us to understand in this word through Peter's experience and through the word he's given to Peter that stretching is good for you. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, stretching is good for you. It may not feel good, but it's good for you. Yeah, just stretch yourself. You'll see, you'll see. Look at what he says. And after he tells the believers, the church of God, the ecclesia, about the issues that they're dealing with because Satan is after them and Satan is causing them to go through things. He says, don't think you're going through it alone. You've got brothers and sisters all over the world who's going through some of the same stuff you're going through and you think you can't make it? Let me give you some help. There are others who've been through worse than you who have come through. You've got to know you too will come through if you understand this stretching process. Then verse 10 says, he says, but the God, after he gets through with the troubles and the problems and the enemy and all that's going on, he says, but the God of all grace, that's abundant grace, that's amazing grace. He said that's all grace. And when you look at grace and understand grace, it literally means every favor and benefit of the Lord. All grace. Grace comes in many forms. But here's what you need to know. All of it comes from God. Somebody say all grace. whatever you need today, if God grants it to you, it's grace. He gives you favor that is unmerited, benefits that are unmerited. You don't get grace because you deserve it. It's not even warranted. It's not even worthy. You're not worthy of it. It's not something that you deserve or earn. It's because God is gracious. And because he's gracious, he extends grace to you. If you've ever known a gracious person, the words that come out of their mouth are gracious. Their mannerisms are gracious. The way they handle you, gracious. The way they do things, gracious. And God is a gracious God. And that's why we benefit from his grace. The favor is what we like to think about, because when we think about the favor of God, and it's been so properly said that favor isn't fair. Favor isn't fair. No, neither is grace. Neither are the benefits of God. How many times have you honestly gotten stuff you didn't deserve? Been blessed with doors that were opened up for you that should have been opened up for somebody else? Come on, talk to me. How many times you got a seat you wasn't supposed to sit in? How many times when you were common and got VIP treatment? How many times you paid for coach and got first class? Free. Some of you are like, not me, Reverend. Yeah. Well, I'm talking about in life. So many times through the favor and grace of God who benefits us and each day loads us up with his benefits. Grace, the God of all grace. Now look at what he says, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus. He and Jesus are collectively working together here to bring you to that place of wholeness, eternal salvation that he desired, that no man would be lost. And Jesus Christ picked up on that desire, came and sacrificed himself, gave himself for whosoever will to come into a right relationship with God the Father. It is this relationship that God the Father share that blesses us to be able to be partakers. And so because of our relationship with Jesus Christ, God gives to us his best. He has called us unto his eternal glory. Not temporary. Not here today, gone tomorrow. But eternal, everlasting glory. And my brothers and sisters, that's shouting news right there. That shout, we don't always shout on the right thing. We shout for the wrong reason sometimes. But can I tell you, just like when the disciples came back to Jesus and they were excited about casting out demons and about demons trembling in Jesus' name, they got all excited because they were used. Jesus said, yeah, that's all fine and good. He said, but you know what you really ought to be excited about? You ought to really be excited about your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. That's what you ought to really be excited about. Because listen, you didn't do nothing about that. God did it. And you are what you are by the grace of God. And so that's what you ought to lock hold on and look at and thank God for. So he's called us unto his eternal glory by, through, no man coming to the Father but by me, Jesus says. There is no relationship with God except through the entrance of Jesus Christ. He's got to introduce you to the Father for the Father to even have a word with you. You can't get to the Father except through Jesus Christ. He's not taking your call. He won't answer your call. He won't open the door until Jesus does it for you. By Christ Jesus. Now notice here, because it transitions in this verse to our focus of stretching. After that ye have suffered a while. Now wait a minute. I'm saved and I have eternal glory with God through Christ Jesus, and you mean I've got to suffer? Wait a minute. I'm a believer. I'm a child of God. I am a child of the King, but you tell me I've got to suffer? Peter, learn this. The closer you are to God, the more you're going to suffer. See, if folk talk about, I want a closer walk with thee. Yeah, the closer you walk to Jesus, the more you begin to look like Jesus. The more you begin to look like Jesus, the more the enemy attacks you. Listen, but his grace protects you. Every attack the enemy brings against you, God's grace protects you. The more you go through, the more he gives you grace. The difficult, more difficult your trials and tribulations are, the more grace he releases in your life. In other words, every time the devil turns up the heat, he turns on the air. He'll let you be in a fiery furnace that's air conditioned. Y'all not hearing me here today. Just know his grace is sufficient. All of us want to go to, but we don't want to go through. No, he's saying in order to go to, you're going to have to go through. And if you're like David, you can say, yay! Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Grace. Grace. And so I now reset my thinking to understand that the closer I get to God, the more challenges I'm going to have. But the more grace will be given to me. Listen to this now. After that ye have suffered a while. And that word suffered means to be vexed. But I looked at it a little deeper. And it means to be vexed till you affect it. I didn't say infected. I said affected. In other words, you've got to suffer enough till you feel it. That's why they say suffer a while. Because you might go through something and you're going through it and you think you're strong and your resistance is up and your immune system is healthy and you ain't got to go through. Now, I don't feel this. Well, keep on, because you got to keep going through it till you feel it. Now, what was interesting is that suffered for a while after ye have suffered a while. A while is so that you might be affected to the point where you're pliable, bendable. That God can do something with you without breaking you. See, there are some things that would break unless you put it under the heat. And the heat softens it. And when it softens it, it allows it to be stretched. And y'all not talking to me like you know what I'm talking about. And so God allows you to go through some stuff that brings some heat that softens you up so that it affects you, so that it loosens you up, so that he can stretch you out. But all of this is for your greater good. If he stretched you like you are, you'd break. Break. It's like a fresh cracker. Yeah. You break right under the pressure. But listen to what the word says. After I have been affected and vexed, what it does is prepares me for change. See, God has got to let you suffer enough where you say, Lord, anything is better than this. See, some of us are in some stuff that ain't got bad enough yet. It's going to get bad and worse than it is until you say, enough? Yeah, is enough. Until you say, Lord, what do you want? Lord, do what you want. Lord, I surrender. Lord, I give up. Lord, I give myself to you. After ye have suffered a while. How long is a while? This is what I love the answer come back. A measure in time. So here's what you need to know. Your measure may be different from my measure. But the measure is always in connection with the effect. How long does it take for you to have an effect? So that means if you hardcore and you think you all of that and you can't be bent or broken, God said you're going to be in there a while. Yes, indeed. Until you start saying, I've been in the storm too long. Lord, too long. See, now he ready to come on out now. Because he was acting like he was having a vacation on the, you know, stormy seashores. No, not until you've been affected and vexed to the point and place where you're ready to submit and surrender your will to God's will. And after you have come through that, that's just the preparatory stages. That's just getting you ready. Do you realize trials and tribulations and heartaches and pains and all of those things are just getting ready for God to use you? They're just making you ready for God to handle you. They aren't the things that God is doing with you. They're just the things that's preparing you to be dealt with. After that ye have suffered a while. See, like the psalmist said, after you've been through some stuff, then your worship becomes real. Whole lot of you playing church right now. But wait till you've suffered a little bit. Wait till you've gone through some stormy days and nights. Wait till you've cried till you can't cry no more. Wait until your heart beats like it's beating out your body and it's hurting with pain. Wait until you've gone through some stuff, and then you'll be able to worship him in a real sense because you know what he's brought you through. Stretching you for success. Here's where God starts. That he makes you. You don't do this to yourself. Perfect. Another word for the word perfect you can put right here is special. Turn to your neighbor and say, I'm special. I know as you look at him, you might be saying, I'm glad you acknowledge that. No, I'm talking about a godly special. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Perfect. Make you perfect. But another translation and understanding of the word perfect is this. Make you fit. Fit. When I looked that up and I saw the word fit, he's causing me to go through allowing me to go through all of this suffering until I am affected where I am pliable and soft enough to be stretched to make me fit. See what God has for you right now, you can't fit in. So he has to make you perfect, and he has to make you fit for your place, for your position, for your promise. God has to make you special. So what I love about the Lord is through my sufferings that affect me, that vex me to the point where I'm willing to let my will go for God's will, then he starts stretching me. Because right now, I ain't big enough. I'm not tall enough. I'm not in the place or position to handle what he has for me. So he has to stretch me up, down, and around to make me fit perfectly in the place that he has promised and provided. Do you wonder why God has promised you some things and has not given it to you yet? It's because you're not ready to fit in. You've not yet been perfected to that point where you are complete to the point where God can release to you what he's promised you. And listen to this. This is what I love about the Lord. He's not going to do it till you're perfected. So he will make you fit. And that means God does whatever he has to do or allows whatever he has to allow to shape you and make you into what he wants you to be, just like the potter did in Jeremiah's account. God told Jeremiah, listen, I want you to go down to the potter's house and there I will speak to you. Jeremiah was like, well, what's the problem, Lord? Why you can't speak right here? But nevertheless, he went on to the potter's house. There, he sat against the wall, watched the potter work. Potter reached over from a pile of clay and threw it on the wheel, wet the potter of the clay, and took his hands and fingers and started molding that shapeless clay. And when he finally shaped it and molded it like he wanted to, he then lifted it up for inspection and he found a flaw in the jar. And he took that same creation and threw it back down on the wheel, mashed it back down and started all over again and made it until it was perfect. God said, Jeremiah, I want you to see this and understand it. I am the potter, and Israel is the clay, and you all are in my hand, and I will mold you and shape you until you become perfect. I'm so glad when we are marred and scarred that God don't throw us away. He keeps on working on us until we become perfect. That's why the songwriter say, please be patient with me. God is not through with me yet. When he gets through with me, I shall come forth as pure gold. Hallelujah to the Lamb. So now he moves from perfect or special to establish. And establish literally has to do with that is invisible underneath the skin. It literally means both the mind and the word. So what does that mean? I'm glad you asked.